Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up, kid?
I don't know what that was. That was weird. Is that a weird tick? I tell you what I do know. It's time for sports. Let's do it.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing products. So no matter what you're doing, you're going out fishing, you're watching your favorite sports, you're just sitting in a dark room contemplating life. You're never thirsty because of Bud Distributing. You got that?
Thirsty.
Thirsty.
That's right, man.
All right.
All right, let's kick it off. Major League Baseball or home run it. Major League Baseball. Last night, Tigers beat the Royals 4-2.
You just have a stroke? You okay?
I did. I think I did. I had a stroke. Tigers beating the Royals 4-2. White Sox beating the Twins 13-8. Damn.
Jesus.
That's a lot of runs there. Yeah, Indians beating the Cubs 2-1 in 10 innings there. Today, Royals going to be Detroit playing the Tigers at 1:10. You can catch that on 94.9 WSJM. The Twins going to be in Chicago playing the White Sox at 2:10. Cubs are
Twins.
I haven't seen that movie in a while. That's the second one, right?
It's a classic one. Yeah, that's the second one.
Austin Powers?
Yeah.
Right, let's talk about NBA. Tonight, the Bucks. That's so random. The Bucks are going to be in Indiana playing the Pacers. 7 o'clock. Raptors in Chicago playing the Bulls. Top Bulls at 8 o'clock. Some NBA games there.
Isn't there anything about, like, Putin murdering someone after a hockey game or some horse race stuff? That's what I want to talk about.
There isn't. There isn't too much in horse racing. I'm kind of looking. Oh, you know what? There is a horse racing story.
Yes?
Yeah. Bob Baffert not physically being present at the Preakness isn't keeping his shadow from hanging over the race at the Triple Crown. That's right. Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit is training to run in the Preakness on Saturday under a watchful eye of assistant trainer Jimmy Barnes, and will get to race only if a series of traditional tests come back clean. So, horses under drug tests.
This is so weird. It's such a weird thing, dude. There's people out there who their jobs watching these trainers and everything. Hey, where are you going with that needle? I'm doing heroin in the bathroom. This isn't for the horse. What are you talking about?
This isn't for me. It's not for the horse. It's for me.
It's for me. All right, prove it. Put that in your arm right now.
Oh, God. And some guy
has to take horse steroids. You just see him.
He takes it and gallops away.
Man, those horse steroids got to be pretty powerful, don't you think?
You know, a horse is a big animal, dude. The units are a lot higher than you would for a human, I believe.
So we used to do this. I remember back in the day when I used to show animals at the Dane County Fair. We had this thing for a lot of animals. But more, I just remember for our steers and for the cows. And it was literally this thing we'd put in their mouths. You could shoot it up their nose. And it was like a calming. I don't know what was in it, but it would get them to calm right down.
Right.
And I was always always interested to be like, God, I wonder what that feels like. I never took any of it. Don't think I was sitting like behind a pile of hay, like shooting up like cow tranquilizer. But I was wondering, because it would take a 1,200-pound steer and it would put him on his ass. Like he would just be like, whoa, man.
It's a big animal. That's a powerful drug, Brock.
My cow was over there licking the fence going, the schnozberries taste like schnozberries. I'm like, what did we give this guy, man?
You gave me too much.
Yeah. Here's what happens. You got some trainer like walking up with like some horse steroids. The horse bumps him. It goes into his neck. And he's like, oh, no.
Oh. Hey, man.
You got a dart in your neck.
What? I like you, man.
But you're crazy. Some guy who's just tripping balls on horse steroids, just walking around. That's how supervillains are made, okay? That's how supervillains are made.
Right? God, he shoots that dart so hard into his neck. Wham! Whoa.
He just took an effing dart in the neck, man. What? Is this bad? Oh, this is bad.
This is bad.
All right.
Oh, God, well, that's hilarious.
Well, keep me posted. I want to know if any guy out there is just getting doped up on horse tranquilizers. We'll see what happens.
You give him a fake test and you let this horse run, man.
Yeah.
All jacked up on steroids. He's just laughing people now.
I don't care what anyone says. If you're going to sit there and tell me a bunch of roided up horses flying down the track.
Yeah, I might watch it, you know? Dude,
the jockeys would just be blowing in the wind trying to hold on.
Just be holding on. You got to duct tape
the jockeys to the horse just so they can stay on as these horses are just flying down the... Oh, that's what I want to see. Anyway.
Yep. There you go. There's not a lot of sports going on. You know, I'll gather some more for next hour, but for God's sakes.
Roided up horses is all we need to talk about. Yep. That is your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rockwell's The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Too hot, you can take it out. Take it out. The way you move your body, get me so turned.
Yay! So good. It's 7:27, Brock Hunter.
It's a great lead up to sports. There's not much in sports, so that's probably going to be the best part of this.
That's the best part of this whole break right here. With that said, let's do your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing products so you are never thirsty, ever.
Thirsty. You know what? We're going to fill it up with scores because there ain't much else to talk about. I do have a few stories, but you're going to laugh. Major League Baseball last night. Tigers beating the Royals 4-2. White Sox beating the Twins 13-8. Indians beating the Cubs 2-1 in 10 innings there. Damn, the White Sox scoring 13 last night. Jesus, cranking them out, huh? Today, Kansas City going to be in Detroit playing the Tigers at 1:10. Twins going to be in Chicago playing the White Sox at 2:10. Twins. And Cubs are off. NBA tonight, Bucks going to be in Indiana playing the Pacers at 7 o'clock. Raptors over in Chicago playing the Bulls at 8 o'clock. Let's talk about this. Hockey news. Ottawa Senators 19-year-old rookie Tim Stutzla. I think that's how you say his name. He scored his first career hat trick last weekend. But since there's no fans in the stands in the Canadian arenas, there was no hats raining down on the ice to celebrate the achievement. It sucks, man. 19-year-old, he probably sees it his whole life. People getting hats thrown at him for hat tricks and nothing. But it changed when he returned to his Ottawa home and a couple days later. The Germany native got a surprise when some local kids in his neighborhood showed up with a pile of hats and threw them all over the fence into his backyard. So he did get his hat trick rain. Hat rain? I don't even know what they call it, but.
Nailed it.
It happened.
Hat storm.
Hat storm.
Hat storm. That's cool.
Big news in sports this morning. This one's even bigger. Big news. Track and field. Two-time Olympian champion runner is Caster Semenya. She was arrested for speeding while driving in South Africa. She was released on a $35 bail, sentenced to 50 hours of community service. That's life in the fast lane, ladies and gentlemen, both on the track and off of it. Big sports reports this morning.
Hey, did you see that lady that set a world record with the javelin throw? How about that?
I did not see. Hold on, you got that story?
I was just thinking javelin throw record.
She just launched a stick the furthest, huh?
Dude, you should see this thing. It's insane. Like, oh, where's it at? Like, it just happened. It's not that.
Javelin throw is pretty sweet. It's probably the coolest one of track and field, right?
I love the javelin throw because it's so old-timey in a sense. Because you could imagine a bunch of naked, like, Romans or Greeks, wherever it started, like, out there with these sharp spears. Like, the whole thing is just to throw a spear as far as you can, right? And the fact
I feel like I'm throwing a spear at Xerxes. That's what I feel like.
Exactly. And even more fascinating is that the judges stand in the line of fire. All right.
any given throw. Have you seen that video?
Yeah. It's horrifying. And that's what can happen with javelin. God, I'm trying to. I just had it. So
what we're talking about, some dude throws a javelin back in the day and a judge wasn't paying attention, apparently.
Dude.
Thing went right into his shoulder.
Yeah.
And he like lays down on his back and it's like sticking up. Ah.
Dude. It's insane.
Pull it out.
And that's what they do. They do that to market. But don't you think in this day and age, you could probably have like cameras set up or maybe some sensors that would pick it up so you don't have to have a human watching this hurling spear flying through the air at very high speeds?
Here's what you do. You double up the judges. You get more of them out there and you blindfold them. That's what you do.
It's extra points if you hit a judge. That just sounds like murder. That just sounds like murder for medals. Or medals for murder. I don't know what that is.
You fill the stands. God, I guarantee you that. People would show up.
It just happened. This lady did it like in Sweden, and it's like the third longest javelin throw in the world, like in history. Damn. Dude, she chucks this thing, man.
Yeah, is it like the one from Revenge of the Nerds? Remember that javelin?
Yeah, like
all
that.
Floppy in the middle.
But it's, you got the javelin throw, and then what's the other one with the it's the ball and chain one?
Like, oh, yeah, the hammer toss. Oh my god,
dude, there is nothing safe about any of these. Even shot put. All these track and field events, the field events, like they're all so ungodly dangerous. Dude, you're literally having someone hurl a 10-pound disc in the air, and they're spinning around. Like, there's...
Dude, the hammer throw is the best. That's got to be the most dangerous,
and
right?
When you
at any given moment, that thing could come flying out of your hands and go into the audience, you know?
We've seen it happen. You have to be inside a net, but what's a net going to do when you got you got some jacked-up Russian whipping around at high rates of speed, losing control as the centrifugal force of this weight? Like, I mean, it's amazing to me. I always watch track and the field events. Always.
You know,
that's entertaining.
They got pole vault. They're launching you 20 feet up in the air. Dude, it is kind of dangerous. It's a dangerous thing, isn't it?
Until that pole vault shatters and sends sharp shards
through your neck
of fiberglass through people. And then here's what I want to see is someone do a pole. I don't want to see it. This sounds terrible. I want someone to get murdered. But the pole vault snaps. The person falls back right on the middle of it, and they get impaled.
God.
And then it teeters perfectly. Like, the balance is perfect. So now just this body is hanging on this shattered pole vault.
Got Shao Kong in the audience. Fatality.
Yeah,
let's do that. That's happened. You know that's happened before, right? There's a guy who pole vaulted and it snapped, and then he comes down and I can explain this.
No,
on the radio.
Really?
It impales his giggle berries. Yeah.
God.
Oh, so, dude.
Literally. All right. Literally. This is what could happen in the field events. All right. Someone could get impaled by a pole vault. Someone could get just straight up speared to death. You could have someone's head crushed in from a shot put or a hammer toss, and then someone could have their head indented from a flying disc of death. It's just death and mayhem everywhere, and we love it, and we give people medals for it. It's great.
Yeah.
Talk about the greatest part of the Olympics ever. Ever.
Put some spikes on that hammer toss.
Yeah, there you go. It's like gladiators out there going nuts. All right. Well, good. We got something to talk about.
Yeah,
that was worth it.
There you go.
That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.